on to another hour of the Doug Steffen discussion program discussing the issues of the day. We have a lot of comments from Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and once in a while I throw in my two cents worth once we go through some of these reports. It seems like something out of the future. We were talking earlier about NASA preparing to figure out or trying to figure out and prepare a defense plan in case there's an asteroid that's headed directly for a collision with the Earth. They're now doing research to try to figure out how they can break these things up. Something also the Navy is doing. Navy announced that it has plans to deploy its first laser on a ship this summer. Remember all the controversy when the TWA Flight 800 went down?
Yeah.
And nobody believed me. It was 1996.
It was
Pierre Salinger.
Salinger, the reporter.
Right. Yep. Who came up with, I came up with it and people laughed at me. But then when the truth came out, or actually what really the bottom line with this is the truth has never come out. Nobody, the FBI investigated, they picked up all the pieces of this plane, put it together in a warehouse on Long Island, and then closed it and never, ever said what brought the plane down. They said what they thought didn't bring it down, but they never, you can scour the records, they never said what it was that brought the plane down. The reason they didn't is because there was a laser weapon system that was being tested off the coast of Long Island. And by the way, nobody even knows because the government hasn't even admitted it. It may not have been a U.S. ship that was deploying this laser weapon system. Chances are pretty much that it was, but you can't even find that information out. So now here comes the Navy figuring everybody has forgotten except me about TWA Flight 800 that had taken off from JFK on its way to Paris with 293 people. I remember like it was yesterday. It was July, I want to say 13th or 14th, 1996. Anyway, so now they have this ship called the USS Ponce. Wasn't that the name of the guy on Chips? What was that guy's name?
Ponch.
That'd be Ponch.
Okay, Ponch.
Yeah.
Okay. So the U.S.
Eric Estrada.
I'm sure that this ship is not named after him.
That's great.
Okay. So anyway, the USS Ponce, the laser weapon system is designed to target what the Navy describes as asymmetrical threats. Okay? That includes, but is not limited to, aerial drones, speedboats, and other kinds of boats that are potential threats, i.e. warships. So they're going to send this boat over the ship over to the Persian Gulf and are going to practice over there. They intend to test an electromagnetic rail gun aboard a vessel within a couple of years. Rail guns fire at a projectile at 6 or 7 times the speed of sound.
Wow.
Are we getting ahead of ourselves here? Is this the kind of stuff that gets out of control? Yes or no? Jennifer?
I don't think so.
No.
Right, Richie doesn't think so. Kenny?
No.
Anytime you can stand back 100 feet and shoot and not have to send in troops, develop it.
I'm okay with it.
All right, next item of interest is a new study out today revealing that a saliva test for teenage boys with mild symptoms of depression could help identify those who will develop major depression as they mature.
This, a lot of saliva or a little saliva for the depressed?
Well, I'm not sure, Richie. I didn't... Sure
I'm feeling good. Good.
They're not measuring the amount. They're measuring the stress hormone cortisol in teenagers. Find the ones with highest levels of cortisol combined with mild depression symptoms were 14 times more likely to suffer clinical depression. And that's the theory behind all the shoot-em-ups at schools. That's really what it is.
Whoa.
What?
So wait a minute. So now you're telling me what they're going to do is walk through high schools, high schools, and swab each kid to see which one is a potential shooter.
There's the rub, and whether that is not what the story says, of course, but
putting
two and two together, one could easily predict that that might be something that would be on the bill of fare. In other words, your child shows antisocial behavior tendencies, so bring him into the nurse's office and let's swab him.
Swab him.
Next thing you know, they'll have the precogs floating in a pool at the front of the school trying to predict who's going to commit crimes.
It's been, by the way, the tests were conducted on both teenage boys and girls, but was most effective with boys. The girls showed no signs of reacting. Now, is this to say that women, young women, don't get depressed?
Never.
Only when they don't get invited out by the... They don't get asked to go on a date or to the prom by the...
High school football quarterback,
yeah, right.
Man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. A Florida artist arrested yesterday after he allegedly smashed a $1 million vase...
A vase.
At the New Art Museum in Miami. His name is Maximo Caminero. Charged with criminal mischief after the incident. Appeared to be a form of protest at the new Perez Art Museum in Miami. Security guard told police that he picked up a colored vase by a Chinese artist. Instead of putting it down when he was asked, he threw it to the ground. According to the police report, he told officers he broke the vase to protest the museum's lack of local artists. Really? A $1 million vase you smash on the floor because you're protesting the fact that there aren't any Hispanic art displays in
That'll show 'em.
The museum.
Are you just having fun?
Tells the story in a different way. Jackass. All right. So that's that story. And there are other things, exciting things. The government is headed toward paperless. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. This requires more. Richie, I want you to bring us up to date on this story. The government aiming at paperless government. I think we've been down this street once before. Wasn't there such a thing as the Paperless Government Act?
It's the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Bill in 2010 that is trying to force the government to go paperless, but the paper industry will have none of that.
Really?
Yes.
All right, so we'll tell the story in a matter of moments here. 14 after the hour. Here's a story for those of you losing your hair. You brush your hair and you see it in the sink. Take a shower, you see it going down the drain. Don't like it? Okay. Here's the fix from Uncle Dougie. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia. Take it, use it, 2 months, you'll begin to see the amazing results of cleansing the pores on your scalp so that the hair that's under the follicles under your scalp can begin to grow again. You've plugged them up using cheap shampoos. Now it's up to Provia and you to get together to cleanse them out. That's the main reason for thinning hair. The hair isn't growing back again. Hello. You know as well as I do that your cells replenish themselves about every 3 to 4 weeks. You knew that, right? Pretty much every cell in your body is replaced each month. And that includes the hair follicles that grow new hair. The hair falls out. New hair comes out of the pores. That's how it works. Not all at once, obviously. But if the pores are plugged, the hair can't grow. And that's why you need Provia to cleanse out those pores. It works on colored hair, treated hair. Doesn't make any difference. Men, women, call 800-525-8319. This is a really compelling story about a really compelling product. And those of you who spend a lot of money, you can say, damn, I had all that money on hair grafts and rugs and stuff. And all I had to do was buy the new Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, you get the super concentrated version for faster working, 800-525-8319. Richie, I think I pretty much told the story, right? Want to get your hair
pretty
back?
Pretty much.
That's here it
true.
Is. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get priority shipping free. That's Provia. Bring your hair back. 800-525-8319.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offers 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use it and may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta back next week. Meanwhile, this is a story about the paper industry lobbying against a paperless government. How is that manifesting itself, Richie?
Not too well at the moment. The paper lobby is pulling out both barrels and going into the press and lobbying Congress. And their big point is, hey, listen, what about all of the over 65 crowd who cannot get their bank statements, their checks, and their Medicare statements online? What are you going to do about them? And the government is saying, well, what are we going to do about it? It looks like for every single person that we have to print out their paper for, it costs us an additional $1.16. It's 13 times cheaper to do it electronically than it is to print out and mail statements.
I would challenge that. I want to know how they arrived at that number.
The dilemma, though, is that they're right. Basically, senior citizens, half of them do not have the ability
to get their statements online. Let's kill all the senior citizens. Let's make sure that those committees are working, and when they have a problem, we just tell them we're not going to treat them.
That's the point. They're not going to be able to go paperless.
No, well, so. And the paper industry likes that.
And the paper industry likes
it. They like that a lot.
So we're going to spend more money.
Rah, rah, for the old timers. 21 after on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this its truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Doug Steffen here. As promised, a focus on what has been described by some as the death of Microsoft XP. I don't know about you, but I use Microsoft XP on a lot of my computers, and it appears that it's not going to be, they love this term in the world of computer land, it's not going to be supported anymore. What the heck does that mean to people, again, who are using Microsoft products, especially XP? Greg Stebbin is a contributing editor to Men's Health Magazine. And Men's Health Magazine this day is not just about health and pumping iron and taking supplements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is, using the same term, support again, supportive of what men and actually in this circumstance women are concerned about. I understand, Greg, you're sort of a techie at heart, so you're really the one to talk to about Microsoft no longer keeping up with Windows XP in their operating system. I guess as of, what, the 1st of April?
Actually, April 8th is that last day. And like you, Doug, and like about a quarter of all PC users, I use XP too. I'm sitting here looking at my screen in Windows XP too. So this is a personal issue for me, but it's also just a huge technological issue for probably over a quarter of a billion computers.
So this almost seems suicidal. Is the management soft at Microsoft? What's the reason behind this?
Well, you know, on one hand, you can understand what they're trying to do. This is a 13-year-old operating system. They've since rolled out three other versions, Vista, which was a disaster, 7, which has been pretty well accepted, and Windows 8, lots of mixed feelings there. You know, once you buy your operating system, they keep supporting it, and they don't get paid. So they've been supporting this for us for 13 years without getting another dollar. So you can see why they would want us to stop using XP. But you're really right. This is a very, very delicate and complicated issue, because is it really smart for a company to tell about a quarter of all their users, go away now, we're not going to help you anymore?
Right. So in the terms of these people we're talking about, and you and me, even if XP doesn't stop working, there is a danger, it would seem to me. You're kind of a sitting duck, especially with security concerns, aren't you?
That's exactly right. And I think in some ways it would... They don't have a kill switch, but in some ways it would be better if they did and they just enabled the XP to stop working. Because the real danger here is for people who don't stop using XP or don't even know that they should stop using XP, what's really going to happen is your computer is going to be exposed to a world, just an absolute world of bad guys and hackers. And in fact, hackers are quoted as saying, we can't wait for this date to come and go, because then we know there's going to be a quarter of all PCs that are unexposed and just waiting for us to hack into them and steal people's information and do all kinds of other bad things.
So I can't imagine this being good for a business at Microsoft, no matter how. It seemed to me they'd figure out a way of offering support for XP, even if they had a charge for it. It would seem that makes more sense than doing this. This seems like senseless stupidity on the part of Microsoft to me.
Well, it's funny you say about charging, because I and many others in the tech community have been saying, if this is all about revenue, and for companies it should be about revenue. That's mm-hmm. what they do. They make products that make money. Why not just offer people with XP the ability to pay an annual subscription fee? Maybe it's $50. Maybe it's $100. But to continue using the software that they're already using that already works for them, protect them and also protect themselves. Now, you'll recall that just last week they appointed a new CEO at Microsoft, and who knows, maybe bringing in a new CEO enables mm-hmm. them to back off of this date and do something different, and they can say, well, it's the new CEO, he gets to bring new blood, new ideas to the company. So I think in the next week or two we'll really see if there's going to be some change here. But I would say if you're using XP and in 2 weeks or by the end of the month you don't see some kind of new news coming out of Microsoft, it's time to start making some other plans, or you will be in trouble if that computer's hooked up to the internet.
I look at the fact that most of the automated teller machines in the world are powered by XP and think to myself, what an unbelievable mess that is. Somebody's got to do something smarter than what they've done. Greg, thank you for the overview. Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, and a pretty good techie in his own right. 28 after here.
Sex and intimacy. Sex is that crackle. Sex is that charge. But in order for a relationship to go the distance, you need true intimacy. I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus. People fundamentally throughout time want to love, they want to be loved, and they want to feel special and unique in the eye of their beloved. And that takes some sort of commitment and endurance and longevity. Author Iris Krasno writes about relationships. Her latest book is called Sex After, and one of the groups it zeroes in on is female baby boomers. We want happiness. We expect happiness. We're the healthiest generation over 50, and we want love, and we're sexual. Tomorrow, the complexity of what that means. Krasno's new book is Sex After. Women share how intimacy changes as life changes. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the Doug Stephan Good Day group.
All of us.
I'm groping for the group here with the latest.
That's not my hand.
Oh, really?
It's not mine either.
Pillows.
Hello, fight. Investigating what's going on in the world. I'm trying to figure out here, along with Jennifer and Kenny and Richie, the story behind the story with Michael Dunn. I yesterday purposely put him off the front page. Actually, I kind of put him out of my mind because he annoys me. Hmm. Now, the story with Mr. Dunn, you may remember him. He's the man at the center of this controversy in Florida. He was the one who shot the fellow who was supposedly responsible for lots of loud music coming out of his car, I think. Wasn't it a car? Kenny, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He is the victim, he says. I'm the blanking victim here. Expletive deleted. He was found guilty, I believe, five charges. He got like 20 years times five.
And
he got 47 now. He got 60. He's going away no matter what. So there was a hung jury on the one count, and they're apparently thinking about whether to retry him or not on that. And then when they did the math, they figured, okay, he was guilty on the other four counts, so he gets 20 years for each one of them. He's not likely to get out again.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to try him over again. At least that's what I heard, I think, yesterday into last night. But this case has once again rekindled a lot of anger in certain circles about self-defense laws. In particular, the Florida Stand Your Ground law. It was not invoked during this trial, but yet there's been a lot of discussion about it. And George Zimmerman being back on the front page again hasn't done this guy any good. And he hasn't, in general, whenever Zimmerman shows up, it's time to take pot shots in general at things like the Stand Your Ground law. So, he made a lot of statements in the trial. He stated that he believed his life was in danger, thus leaving him not any choice. He had to shoot because these guys were playing loud music in their car. He had to shoot them.
Who thinks like this?
A lot of people, and sadly, this is a deal. I mean, this is the thing now. If somebody's bothering you, God forbid, and you're uncomfortable, then you better just make them pay.
Back in the day, you could yell and argue with somebody.
Yeah.
If they were playing loud, obnoxious music in public and you didn't like it, and people would just go about their way, or, okay, maybe a fist fight or something like that. Now it's like guns a-blazing all the time. You cannot
shoot first.
You cannot pick a fight with anybody because you don't know. They're crazy. And
if
so,
you stop it, I've often thought this, Richie, very interesting you bring this up. Yesterday, in fact, I'm sitting on Olympic at like 24th, and the light goes green, and in two breaths,
you got honked at,
and I wanted to pull over and look at this guy and say, "What is your problem?" But nobody does it anymore. Everybody would say to me, "Don't do that. Right. You don't know whether the guy's got a gun or not."
There's crazy people,
right? So they just do shoot, and nobody gives any thought to what happens if I do. There's no such thing as being being in jail as a deterrent or the death penalty. Nobody thinks about it. But pull out the gun and shoot him, so I'm going to spend the rest of my life in jail.
We've all pulled up to a gas station to get gas,
yeah.
And somebody's got their windows down, and they're blaring music.
Yeah.
And you just want to go over and rip their keys out and throw them into traffic.
Right.
But look what happens.
You doing that.
Look what happens. Now you get into this big fight, and then some nuts got a gun, and bang, bang, bang.
Next thing you know, somebody's dead. And that's what happened here. Not one, but then the murder charges, he'll spend at least 60 years behind bars for the attempted murder charges. So they're not going to, the first-degree murder charges. I was trying to figure out what first-degree murder is. First, I was listening to a lawyer talk about this yesterday. If you, for a second, and they can prove it, premeditate, if you pull out the gun and think, I'm going to shoot that guy, you shoot him.
Here's where this guy really did himself a disservice after this particular case. I mean, obviously you don't shoot someone for playing loud music, but after he did, he said he was in fear for his life. He went to a hotel and ordered pizza with his wife or his girlfriend or whomever.
He was really in fear.
Yeah. Now, if you're in fear for your life, you would probably have remorse after you shot somebody, I would imagine, but...
There's nothing about looking at this guy that makes you think he's remorseful at all. He's got an arrogant look about him. See, Zimmerman didn't have that. Zimmerman just had kind of that dull,
the blank stare, which made
look
you
right.
On his right. face. But getting that actually helped him.
Right.
Yeah.
In this case, this guy looks like a smug SOB. And so does he deserve what he's gotten? Yep. I think he has. Gotten exactly what he deserves.
But
is this a lesson to anybody else? Will this happen? Will this never happen again because this guy's going to jail for 60 years? Ha! Huh. What, Richie?
How do we handle these things now where these disputes or...
Everybody's got an attitude.
I know.
Yeah, everybody's got an attitude. All right, speaking of that, Jennifer, Danica Patrick has a photo of Richard Petty standing in front of her winning Chevrolet with two thumbs up before the National Series season opener a year or so ago. And now the story between the two of them is...
The reason that this is even important is that last week Richard Petty came out and made a comment about Danica Patrick that the only way she could win a race is if no one else was driving. So people are very interested to see what kind of interaction.
How to win friends and influence people. Yeah.
which what her interaction is. And she came out on Thursday morning during the Daytona 500 media day and said, quote, people have said things in the past, are going to say things in the future. I still say the same thing. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. People will judge what he said, whether they judge it well or not. And I'm just not going to, meaning she's not going to judge him. She said, the people that matter the most to me are my team, my sponsors, and those little three-year-old kids that run up to you and want a great big hug and say they want to grow up to be like you. That's the stuff that she's focusing on. Patrick isn't planning on seeking out Richard Petty, which is exactly what she did last year when Kyle Petty, Richard Petty's son, referred to her as a marketing machine and not a race car driver. So these Petties aren't big Danica Patrick fans, I don't think.
They don't get the female. No wonder there aren't a lot of women watching NASCAR.
Oh, there's a ton. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'd be watching it for her.
By the way, did you see that?
She has won a race in 106 starts, but she's very popular.
But she's a woman, and she's doing it. And
why does she not win because she's a woman? Come on, Jennifer, what are you saying?
No, I mean, I think what's cool for kids is that she's a woman. It's a story. Again, women are drawn to sports for the story. And the story is, what other woman is out there driving?
It's all about being able to get a sponsor.
We've talked to her a couple of times.
She is a machine. I find her very intriguing. Yes. No, she's very cool.
And by the way, the Super Bowl ad, where she looked like a bodybuilder. Did you see that? They had made.
She's doing this. She did GoDaddy with Jillian Michaels, I know, last year.
No, well, she. They put her into some sort of a costume, but it was so good you couldn't tell. It looked like she'd buffed herself up, but that was the Hollywood makeup people made her look that way with stuff that they used to make other people like Superman look bulked up, or whoever they want to see bulked up, they can add stuff to it. So it apparently wasn't really her, but she sure looked like, you couldn't tell by looking at her that she wasn't really built up the way she looked in the end.
Anyway, besides what her body looks like, didn't she do well in the qualifying match on Sunday? I thought she was in second place when I checked.
I'm just sitting there looking at an article saying that she got into a crash into the qualifying race on Saturday with her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's a race car driver. It's
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Yeah. Didn't apologize at first for wrecking girlfriend Danica Patrick's car at the Daytona Speedway.
Wonder if that causes trouble.
He'll pay for that.
That's great.
Andrea Metcalf, our fitness instructor, is here in a moment with some reasons to perform workouts in the cold weather. I've been studying breathing, and I'm going to talk with her about that as well. So exercise up next here on Good Day.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, health expert Andrea Metcalf. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance experts. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, baby. How is mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Rylabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports.
sports.
Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Morning win. Well, you're a winner if you're focused on exercise. And one of the winners, the person that I pay most attention to when it comes to exercising, is Andrea Metcalf. I suggest you do the same. You can go to andreametcalf.com, nakedfitness.com. Find all kinds of ways to make exercising more pleasant and more valuable. Now, that's Andrea's job. Now, I wanted to start by understanding the proper techniques for breathing as you exercise. One of the reasons, for whatever the reason, it's a synchronistic sort of thing. Last two or three days, I've been confronted by three or four different things that all suggest we need to be careful or conscious of our breathing. That is, take this particular, the one that I've gravitated to, Andrea, is breathing in and counting to seven as you bring in the breath, holding it for three counts, and then letting it out again. The thing, you bring it in through your nose. The thing I can't find agreement on is whether you breathe it out through your nose or your mouth. What do you do?
Well, if you're a true yogi, you'll breathe in through your nose and out through your nose to keep those nasal capacities and passages very warm throughout your workout. The conscious versus sympathetic versus parasympathetic nervous system has a different stimulation to the muscles when we are thinking about breathing, whether or not thinking about breathing. You know, we go through our whole life, we don't really think about breathing. In exercise, when you start to change over and go, okay, inhale now, exhale, there's a few things that happen. One, in through the nose, out through the nose, the passages get warm so that we're creating a better blood flow. Pilates will say in through the nose, out through the mouth with pursed lips to try and relax the jawline and reduce the amount of stress and tension going through the neck. But the most important part is that when you are doing forceful movements, is that you exhale, which then helps contract the abdominal muscles, specifically the transverse, which stiffens the spine and makes it less likely for injury. So tennis, you hear that exhale when they hit, maybe it's a loud grunt. Karate, any of the martial arts, when we kick, you hear that ha. That helps stiffen the spine so it supports the body better.
Ha! All right, so opposed to when you see weightlifters do something, they make a grunt noise, it's like psh, or something, when they're finished, is that before the action or after the action?
Well, they're exhaling. You hear them go when they go to do the extension for like a clean and jerk. And then when they get up there, they're kind of holding that breath for balance. And then when they let it down, they'll do a big exhale again. So it's all about coordinating that breath on how the muscles around the core, the diaphragmatic muscles, can help support that good spine stabilization.
Sometimes that grunt is their private parts falling off, Doug.
That could be it, yeah. Andrea Metcalf. Or the what?
Okay, so that's true, too.
Oh, this is, sounds like personal experience. I think we better stop while we're ahead. AndreaMetcalf.com. Check it out.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 2/22/14 excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See card for details.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. call, click Grainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Twist a waltz, it's all the same schmaltz with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that's that. You're timeless to me.
One of the most underrated actors in terms of talent. Pretty weird dude, but an excellent actor. Cut out of the same cloth, I think, as Philip Seymour Hoffman. In my book, Christopher Walken is an extraordinarily good actor. He's played all kinds of roles, good guys, bad guys, weird guys. He plays the weird guys best because he's a weird guy.
Yeah.
But at any rate,
don't have to stretch too far.
No, he's very interesting. He's very cool.
Yeah, very interesting. Face, actions. This is him, Christopher Walken, singing from the movie Hairspray, which was a big movie in 2007. John Travolta is the co-star with him, and the reason that we are focused on it is because Mr. Travolta is 60 years old today. Vinnie Barbarino, 60, started to do that.
Yeah, Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's how we get started. Movie Music gets us into Movie Moments. Chucker is off today. Richie and Kenny are going to present to you the seven things you did not know about Bill and Ted's excellent adventure in just a moment here on Good Day.
In just one moment, Doug.
One moment, Richie.
In just one moment.
One moment.
Right. One moment.
Hi, baby. How is Mommy's little... Oh, your breath.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Marabone, the natural dental chew that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. Nutrident's patented cleaning action fights buildup plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Made in the U.S., Nutrident scrubs your best friend's teeth while he chews, so you don't have to. Nutrident from Nylabone. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Choose delicious chicken, grain-free peanut butter, and puppy bacon varieties. Available at PetSmart, Petco, and neighborhood pet stores. To save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com.
All right.
Hold on.
bud.
I'm frosting.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
All right, so Richie and Kenny are so going to present to you now, for your listening and dancing pleasure, the seven things that you did not know about Bill and Ted's excellent adventure.
The first thing you probably didn't know, Doug, is that it was released 25 years ago this week.
I did not know that.
And it did fairly well in the theaters, and people didn't really expect it to, and it became a cult classic.
Yeah, I know it's a cult classic for sure.
They came out with a second movie, which was, but they're talking about coming out with a third, but they're just trying to get... same people with Keanu Reeves and the guy who played Bill.
How old are they going to be, in the nursing home?
Keanu Reeves, what, 48 now?
Yeah,
something
Keanu
like
Reeves
that.
Is under 50.
And whatever the guy Bill's name was. But one
Alex
of the things...
Winter.
Alex, thank you. Ken, I'll take the first one. The first thing you didn't know about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure is that Keanu Reeves thought he was going to play Bill. He didn't know he was going to play Ted.
Really?
Yeah. So, and then the second
Stop
thing.
Stop the presses, Dougie.
Yeah.
I'm sure I haven't. Well, I've been upset about that for years.
they traveled through time. If you remember, they traveled through time in that phone booth, but it was supposed to be a van. But then Back to the Future had come along, and Marty had traveled in a car, and they didn't want it to look like it was a knockoff of that.
So they traveled in a phone booth?
Different. A phone booth.
It's like Superman. Didn't Superman steal that?
He just changed the phone booth.
Oh,
okay.
One of the interesting things about the movie is it actually kind of looks forward at the Internet. The movie is kind of about the Internet. Think about it. They step into a phone booth, and they travel through time, going to historical places in time through the phone lines in a phone booth.
Are they and copper then, lines or are they?
They were copper lines. Yeah.
Okay. Good to know that.
So, and then along with that, later on.
It almost didn't get released at all because the movie studio was having trouble, so it sat on the shelf for a year.
Really?
And they went on and were doing other things. Yeah, in fact, Alex Winter was shooting a music video when it was released, and he was suddenly well known and too famous to do that kind of thing.
And then Joan of Arc in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was the drummer from the Go-Go's.
Hmm.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of these things. There are seven things I didn't know.
I'm with you. I didn't know them either.
Bill and Ted's Excellent
Adventure.
Now I know the whole story. Thanks to Ken
Good
and
job,
Rich.
Boys.
It's Ken and Rich's Excellent Adventure here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Awesome. So,
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.